You mentioned the issue of whether or not the primary's intact as a predictive factor. Can you talk a little bit about the biology of that and sort of the lore of that we've always had about the effects of removal of the primary metastatic disease?
Right. So the Flanagan paper published in the Journal of Medicine showed that in very high performance status patients who underwent a nephrectomy, they had a survival advantage of about 5 months over no nephrectomy. I think it was 6 months versus 11 months or something. Why that happened was unclear. Most people believed in the face of metastatic disease that it was the equivalent of a surgical PR. That was sort of the thinking. And you were just simply debulking the majority of the cancer. The folks from Mount Sinai in New York looked at their series of just nephrectomy in the face of metastatic disease and reported that when the nephrectomy removed approximately 90% or more of the bulk of cancer, they had a substantially better outcome than if the nephrectomy produced less than a 90% overall tumor burden reduction.
What about actual responses in the Mets?
They don't respond after a nephrectomy. I mean, there's anecdotes, but I think that is just literally radiographic variation. And some of this could be tumor emboli that were showering from the kidney. And as you take the kidney out, those emboli stop. Because I've seen a patient actually die from a renal vein thrombus of cancer that wedged in her pulmonary veins and died of a saddle embolus.
Wow.
In fact, at the autopsy, she had a saddle embolus of renal cell in both pulmonary arteries.